We'll focus on strength-based assessment, which is one of the key aspects of building authentic partnerships with families, youth, and consumers. We'll discuss what it is, what it means to do strength-based assessments, and why we should do it. I'll provide some tools about how to do it, and also some thoughts from the field about how to use it in treatment and evaluation. The suggested readings, as well as the handouts, provide a wealth of information in terms of the different ways in which a strength-based assessment can be conducted and can be used. And again, I have tried to provide a variety of examples so that one might be more applicable to your particular area of work. The suggested readings also provide some of the research base around why strength-based assessment is important and how it leads to quality care. So it's important to think about strength-based assessment as not just something that's nice to do, although that's a good reason in and of itself, but that actually is important as one of those practices and approaches that is more likely to lead to quality outcomes. As you go through your handouts, think about all the different ways we can categorize strengths, since some things are really going to fit and mesh with a particular child or family, and other aspects or definitions of strengths will not. The more ways you're able to think about it, the more you'll be able to find that strength-based assessment or discussion that's culturally congruent with the client, family, and child. Doing this will help you begin to flesh out your framework so that as you're interacting, you'll be listening for strengths within that. Strengths are not just the absence of problems, but listening to the absence of a particular problem or concern can lead you to the identification of a strength. The handouts also provide different definitions of strengths and different principles and approaches to strength-based assessment. A particularly good resource is the article by Bowers and others, 2010, in which they look at the 5 C's of positive youth development. This is a model that has guided the work of Lerner and his colleagues for more than a decade at the Institute for Applied Research in Youth Development at Tufts University. Also, see handout. They have taken some of the 40 assets that have been developed by the Search Institute and have used factor analysis to boil these down to a more manageable number that they believe capture categories of critical strengths. Looking at both child and family strengths are important, but we also want to look at the strengths of the family as a whole, because the unit can be more than just the sum of its parts. An important quote to think about by Howard Goldstein states, "The strengths perspective has a very human appeal, insofar as it can serve a prototype for the kind of civility, regard, and caring that nurse all meaningful relationships."